Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. A coup today in Honduras. Soldiers descended on the National Palace, arrested President Manuel Zelaya, and flew him to exile in neighboring Costa Rica. And by a show of hands, the Honduran Congress appointed the head of the Liberal Party, Roberto Micheletti, as the new president. The military action came just as polls were opening on a referendum that would allow a change to the country's constitution. President Zelaya's critics say that referendum was an attempt to remove limits to his re-election. The country's Supreme Court is supporting today's coup, calling it a defense of democracy. But the action was condemned by Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez, and in Washington, President Obama called it deeply disturbing and said his administration recognizes Zelaya as the constitutional president. In Costa Rica, after the coup, Zelaya told reporters that today's action was illegal. Here he is describing the ordeal through an interpreter.
They invaded my house early this morning with bullets. They broke the doors with fixed bayonets. They pushed me with the bayonets. They threatened to shoot me. It really was a brutal kidnapping they carried out against me.
Tanks and soldiers patrolled the streets in the Honduran capital, Tegucigalpa, and police fired tear gas at pro-government protesters. As for the referendum, it appears that vote won't take place.